What if you could cut the development time for critical aerospace components by 50%? Not a small tweak, but a fundamental shift in the speed of innovation. This week, we're not talking about theory. We're talking about new materials and processes that are making this happen right now. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a powerful convergence of trends. First, the circular economy for plastics is finally moving from ambition to industrial reality, with major breakthroughs in chemical recycling. Second, the regulatory clock is ticking faster than ever on forever chemicals, forcing an urgent search for high-performance alternatives. And finally, artificial intelligence is supercharging materials discovery, collapsing R&D timelines.
It's a pivotal moment. These aren't incremental shifts. They represent fundamental changes to supply chains, product design, and competitive advantage for Western firms.
Let's start with recycling, Troy. We hear a lot about it, but the reality for complex plastics has been disappointing. What's changing this week that matters?
The change is a shift from downcycling to true regeneration of polymers. We're seeing commercial-scale chemical recycling plants come online. Take the Swiss startup DePoly, which on July 8th unveiled a showcase plant in Monthe.
What's their technology?
They use a light-activated chemical depolymerization. In simple terms, they use light and chemicals at room temperature and pressure to break down post-consumer PET plastic, even mixed, colored, and contaminated waste, back into its virgin quality raw materials, PTA and MEG. The entire process takes under 60 minutes.
Under 60 minutes? That's incredibly fast. And what does virgin quality mean for a manufacturer?
It means the output is indistinguishable from monomers made from fossil fuels. For a U.S. or European manufacturer, this unlocks a new, potentially local source of high-purity feedstock for food-grade packaging, high-performance textiles, or even automotive components. It reduces dependence on volatile fossil feedstock markets.
So if I'm a trading company, what's my move?
You should be identifying these new producers, like DePoly and another one, Comey Environmental, as potential suppliers. The game is shifting from trading in bales of mixed plastic waste to trading in high-value purified monomers. The market for these materials is set to explode. One forecast from SNS Insider projects the chemical recycling market will hit nearly $26 billion by 2035.
So the actionable insight for executives?
Initiate pilot programs now to qualify these chemically recycled polymers for your products. The supply is limited, but it's growing. Securing early relationships will be a significant competitive advantage.
That covers recycling existing plastics. But what about moving away from fossil fuels from the start? Are bio-based materials ready for prime time?
They are, and they're moving into very demanding applications. We're seeing a surge in engineered biopolymers like PLA and PHAs, but also in advanced composites. A French company, Demgy Group, just developed a material called FlaxComp.
Flax, as in the plant?
Exactly. It's a thermoplastic composite made from flax fiber and a cornstarch-based resin. It's 100% bio-based and recyclable. Critically, Demgy reports its performance is comparable to traditional glass composites, but it's lighter and has excellent vibration damping properties.
So where would a European manufacturer use this?
Think semi-structural and cosmetic parts in automotive interiors, casings for luxury electronics, or sports equipment. It offers a powerful sustainability story without a performance trade-off. It's a direct replacement for fiberglass in many cases.
And for a high-tech sector like aerospace?
Even there, bio-based content is arriving. Hexcel just announced Hexply M949, a rapid-curing epoxy prepreg for automotive with 15% bio-based carbon content. While not fully bio-based, it signals a clear direction of travel for high-performance structural materials.
What should a trading company be thinking about with these materials?
Diversify your portfolio. The demand for green materials is no longer a niche. Your customers will increasingly demand materials with a verifiable lower carbon footprint. Sourcing from innovators like Demgy in Europe or tracking biomonomer breakthroughs from ACS studies in the U.S. is now essential.
And the actionable takeaway for an executive?
Reevaluate your bill of materials. Challenge your engineering teams to test these new biocomposites. The marketing and ESG benefits of switching from glass fiber to a flax-based composite with a positive carbon balance are immense.
Troy, let's talk about the stick, not just the carrot. Regulation is a huge driver of innovation. What's the biggest regulatory threat on the horizon?
Without question, it's the global crackdown on PFAS,
the per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, often called forever chemicals. Protolabs issued a stark warning recently about new regulations in U.S. states like Minnesota and New Mexico.
How soon are these changes coming?
Minnesota aims to eliminate all non-essential PFAS use by 2032, with reporting requirements starting as early as August 2026. This isn't a distant problem, it's an immediate operational challenge. The EU is on a similar trajectory.
What does this mean for a typical manufacturer in the US or Europe?
It's a massive undertaking. PFAS are used everywhere for their unique properties, in electronics for coatings, in automotive for seals and hoses, in aerospace for wire insulation. Manufacturers must now conduct a forensic-level audit of every component from every supplier to identify and design out these chemicals. Failure to comply will mean being shut out of major markets.
So, what are the alternatives?
The good news is that high-performance, PFAS-free alternatives are hitting the market. The Swiss company Oerlikon just launched a new line of thin-film coatings. They use processes like physical vapor deposition to create coatings that deliver the same wear resistance, friction reduction, and chemical stability as PFAS coatings.
How should trading companies and distributors prepare?
You need to become the expert for your clients. Proactively source and stock validated PFAS-free alternatives from suppliers like Oerlikon. Your value proposition is no longer just logistics. It's regulatory navigation and risk mitigation for your customers.
The action item for leadership seems pretty clear on this one.
It is crystal clear. Task a cross-functional team, engineering, procurement, and legal, to begin a comprehensive PFAS audit of your entire supply chain immediately. The 2032 deadline is the final cutoff. The transition needs to start today.
With all these new materials and regulations, the pace of change is accelerating. How are companies even keeping up with R&D?
They're changing the fundamental process of discovery itself using machine learning and automation. This field is sometimes called polymer informatics. Instead of slow trial and error lab work, they're using AI to predict material properties and screen millions of potential candidates virtually.
That sounds very theoretical. Is anyone doing this in the real world?
Absolutely. On July 9th, a partnership in Singapore between ATL3D, A-Star, and NAMIC launched the A-Hub. It's an advanced materials development hub that integrates AI with atomic-scale processing and 3D printing to dramatically accelerate new material discovery, specifically for the semiconductor industry.
So this is about finding the next generation of materials for computer chips?
Exactly. But the principle applies everywhere. Look at Green Tweed, a U.S.-based supplier. They just announced a new rapid prototyping process for their Zycomp DLF thermoplastic composites, which are used to replace metal in aerospace. By integrating advanced simulation with their manufacturing, they've cut the development and prototyping time for new components by almost 50%.
A 50% reduction. That's a huge competitive edge for U.S. and European aerospace manufacturers. It means faster time to market for new aircraft designs.
It's a step change. It allows for more design iterations in less time, leading to more optimized, lightweight, and fuel-efficient parts. For trading companies, this means the materials you're sourcing will have shorter product cycles. You need to be plugged into these fast-moving development ecosystems.
So, what's the actionable insight here for an executive who isn't running an AI lab?
Invest in computational material science expertise, either in-house or through partnerships. The competitive battlefield is moving from the physical lab to the virtual one. Companies that leverage these tools will out-innovate those who don't. Your next breakthrough material may be designed by an algorithm.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, chemical recycling is now a viable industrial process. Virgin quality feedstocks from companies like DePoly and Ineos are entering the supply chain. Western manufacturers have a new, more sustainable source of high-purity polymers.
Second,
bio-based materials are meeting and exceeding the performance of their fossil fuel counterparts, even in demanding sectors like automotive and aerospace. The conversation has shifted from just sustainability to sustainability plus performance.
And finally,
the regulatory war on PFAS is here. The deadlines are set. If you haven't started a forensic audit of your supply chain to identify and eliminate these forever chemicals, you are already behind. The risk is not just compliance, but market access.
So the key actions are to start qualifying recycled polymers, test new biocomposites, and launch a full-scale PFAS audit. A busy week ahead. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Susie.
And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you never miss an update on the technologies impacting your business, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with more analysis of the developments shaping U.S. and European industry.